I ran the board for the first time today, recording the other show that I have, Reclaiming Culture, and but it's the first time that I've run it since
the last,
I don't
15
know,
minutes.
Yeah, So you know, I'm a little, I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah,
I have to be retrained every night before I go to bed.
Right.
Male Encounters of the Life Kind. We're
That's
recording
us.
Live at Traeger's and Traeger's Bar. And I don't want to forget about the dog. Oh, thank you. Hi, Celeste. Say hi, Celeste.
Hello. Drinks.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to get from me.
But I don't want to forget about the doghouse either out there.
Right.
Great dogs.
Man, I haven't tried the dogs yet. The sliders, though.
Oh, I've had a couple really of different good. Dogs. That New Mexico dog comes with a tortilla.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
We were talking about, like, what is the New Mexico dog? It has to have green chili.
It does. It's got green chili, but it's served in a tortilla, not a bun.
Nice.
Yeah. So it's kind of a nice change for sure. But
yeah.
But anyway, come on out to Traeger's and check them out. They've got all kinds of special. Look at the Male Encounters of the Life Kind Facebook page, because I repost what they've got going on each week.
Right.
So that's always up to date. Always up to date. Well, Ken, 2 weeks post-surgery, I'm moving pretty good.
Yeah.
They took the bandage off. It's a nasty-looking scar.
Nice.
You know, if it wasn't so gross-looking, I probably would post a picture.
Post a picture.
But they took the stitches, and they don't put a bandage back on. He did
just let it dry.
Yeah, he did put one because he was had a little concern about the top of the hip where I bend, where the belly hangs over.
Sure.
You know, you probably wouldn't have that issue, but I think he was a little concerned there. But he said everything looked good.
Nice.
So yeah, I'm feeling pretty skippy. I'm not running a mile yet, but
right.
But I'm getting.
I'm
there.
Carrying the cases in. In fact, when you texted me and you said that I've got case duty. I must watch too much true crime shows, because you said I had case duty, and I'm like, who am I investigating? And it took me a minute to realize, I'm carrying, mule duty.
Yeah,
I'm not case duty, mule duty.
I'll remember that. Next time it'll be mule duty. But I figured, because I know you're going to be off a week, big party going on, big planning, I guess, for a party. Which I'm kind of jealous of, but I don't have an invite to that party, but I guess I'll let that go. let it slide. So next week, I'll be kinless.
Kinless?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. I don't know if I can handle it or not. I don't know if I can do as good a job as you and the ladies did.
It's painful to be kinless. It's akin to being skinless. Just kinless. So.
It's akin to... Oh, my God. We could go on forever. But, you know, we have to do an intro and show breaks for the ladies because I have them do ours. They do our intro.
Right.
And they do, you know, we'll be back in a minute. I don't know what she says, but Julie did it for us. So we have to do one for them, and I'm not quite sure.
Hmm.
You know, it's Female Encounters of the Life Kind with Julie and Felicia. I don't know what else to say. A couple of ladies talking about lady things.
Not lady parts.
No, not
lady. Just lady things.
Yeah, lady subjects.
Subjects important to ladies.
That's right.
I still call them girls.
And they, I don't do that anymore because I got chastised. but you know, they have their own mixologist that Dr. Dre comes, and I had to download special music for Dr. Dre. And
right.
Yeah. They're not like you at all. They're not.
No.
You know, you don't care. Just show up, turn my microphone on, and let me talk.
Yes.
They're not like that.
No.
But I love them anyway.
Oh, everybody loves them.
And I understand. I'll give a plug to Ken's Think Tank. I understand they're going to be on a future episode of the Think Tank.
They are.
Now that I can hardly wait to see.
That is coming up, I think, right after the 4th of July, like right around that time
frame. Oh, cool. Yeah. And this will air about around the same time, so it's going to hit perfect.
Yeah.
Well, tell me, how was that ride with them?
It was cool.
Was it?
Yeah. It was a lot less crazy than when we go on their podcast or they come on ours. They were nervous. Felicia was nervous.
Felicia was.
She was nervous. Yeah. She was all nervous about What are we going to talk about? What's going to happen? You know, all this kind of stuff. And I think she was nervous about saying the wrong thing. I explained to her that there are no rules. Say what you want.
Yeah.
Rin's in the back seat whispering naughty things into the microphone. And it's all good. She did reveal something to me, though, that I didn't know previous. It kind of informs some things. So she said that she's reluctant. She's always been a little bit reluctant to be too mean to me.
Really?
Because I'm such a nice guy. And I had to explain what an evil bastard I really am. And then it's not possible to offend me. So, yeah.
Yeah, now, I hope she takes that as a challenge.
I hope so too.
Going forward,
I'd
from
love
now,
that.
Yeah, from
yeah.
from now on.
Yeah.
I think that's what I like most about you too. You, I don't know if I want to call it thick skin or you just really don't give a shit.
I just don't care. That's what it is. Yeah. That truly is what it is.
You know that, and I think that's a great trait. Honestly, I wish I was more like that. That's hard to do. I mean,
I didn't used
and
to be
I know
that way.
I know that it's not that you just. I mean you. You care about the human race. It's not like that. It's not. It's when
yeah.
it comes to arguing a certain point or that kind of
right.
stuff. It's
yeah. it's a one-sided care. So I care about how other people feel, and I don't want anybody to ever be hurt over anything.
Right.
On the same token, I don't care what people think about me and what I do and what I say. I'm just going to do and say what I do and say.
What comes out comes out.
Because of the crossover in that, I try not to say things that might hurt people just because I don't want them to be hurt. I don't care what they think about me for saying it. I just don't want to actually hurt them because I understand that not everybody is weird like I am. So
yeah, I can relate.
So I could say a thing that might actually hurt someone's feelings, and I wouldn't want to do that. So
I don't think you would ever do anything like that intentionally.
Not intentionally, no.
But it happens, like calling the ladies
yeah.
girls.
You know, that's just a generic term that I've always used.
Me too. That's
it's
what
like
I'm trying to explain.
Guys and girls.
Yeah.
You know, it's not men and women. It's just guys and girls. And so
I always said guys and gals. Same
yeah,
difference.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
yeah. I think gals turned into girls
probably
at a certain time frame or whatever. So I mean, because they used to be gals. I mean,
right.
It was always gals. And
I wonder
and,
what would be less.
But honestly, because
they want them.
Because they raised a stink about it, I'm sticking to it. It's girls. They're girls.
Yeah, well, you don't have to live with them twice a week. No, they're really pretty. They treat me
they're
well.
Awesome. You know, when I had them on the show, we were finishing up and we were just chit-chatting. And they started to get into real estate because we're sitting in front of the office and they've got to go and they're getting all kinds of messages and everything. And you know, I've kept them for an hour and they start chatting about real estate and they get in, they're like the mood changed, everything changed, their demeanor changed. They went like full professional, full geeked out. They started speaking in a language that I didn't completely understand. I was like, wow, you guys know what you're talking about. And I don't, I have no idea what you're talking about right now.
Yeah.
It was kind of amazing.
Yeah. And what they do, they probably are, you know, they're probably one of the most professional in town, I think.
Oh, definitely.
They yeah. And that's their Better Homes and Gardens, Real Estate, Golden Door,
yeah.
in beautiful downtown Farmington. I'll give
yeah.
Julie a plug. She is actually one of our major sponsors,
she
too.
She is. And a recording location.
Yeah, and a recording location for the wake-up call. We also do the Female Encounters
right?
recording down there, too. And we record my newest podcast, the one that I'm producing, Reclaiming Culture with AJ
McKay. That's
right,
yeah. I listened to the first episode of that. Is there another one out yet, or is it
yeah,
kind
there's
of like every
a,
other week?
There's two out.
Okay,
and then there's another one coming out in the morning.
Okay, cool.
She did real well. She was nervous, you
of
know,
course,
but
yeah.
She did.
She'll get the hang of it.
Yeah, we talked. I just love AJ to death.
Yeah.
She's good.
She's
guy.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I told her just be yourself. Don't worry about any of that nonsense. Don't worry about
yeah.
if you're getting choked up about a thing. Don't worry. People appreciate actual, real human emotion. So just
yeah.
do your thing, man.
Yeah, let it go.
Yeah.
Yeah, that first one, she started
she did.
Crying.
She choked up a bit.
Yeah.
yeah.
Which I thought was great. You
yeah,
know?
It's perfect.
But it was her. You
it's,
know,
it
was it her.
Means it conveys that the subject is meaningful to her.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, she's they and the guest that she's has on. I didn't mean to turn this into an infomercial about her, but the guests that she has on are very proud Indigenous people, proud Dene yeah. people.
Right.
And so it's fun to listen to their story and what's happened to them and growing up and mm-hmm. that kind of stuff in this area. And they're listening about their clans. I thought I knew.
Right.
I'm not even close.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, they're our neighbors, right?
Mm-hmm.
We've all, you know, if you've grown up in this area, you're just completely used to it. It's just part of the mm-hmm. part of the flavor of the area. So you don't necessarily have the opportunity to dig in to that.
Right.
You know?
Right, because it's just
right.
it's everyday stuff.
Yeah. And then what I've noticed, having been everywhere,
I sing? I've been everywhere, man. Could yeah. help you out a little bit.
Is that you don't find it anywhere else.
No.
You do not find that population. You may run across a native somewhere, like here and there, but you don't, like this a huge population of Native Americans here, mm-hmm. of different tribes.
Right. And three, I think there's three.
Yeah, I mean, there's the Navajo, there's the
Hickory Apache.
Ute, there's the Hickory Apache. There's two different Utes, I'm pretty sure. But anyway, so yeah, we're just surrounded by all these great people that if you're not intimately involved in their lives, you don't understand any of it.
No, no, and yeah, see, that's the part for me is because I grew up here. And I also worked in Shiprock on the reservation,
right?
And got to meet some fantastic people,
yeah.
And was very well received and accepted, and they fed me well. I mean, I never went hungry,
right.
You know, ever. I mean, right. I just like fry bread and pork chops yeah. and stew. Yeah.
What was that place out on the highway? There was like amazing fry bread burgers. It was either right outside of Shiprock or somewhere.
It wasn't the Turquoise Bar, was it? I think it was around. It was close to where the Turquoise
All
Bar
I know
was.
Is when I was in high school, we would break just about every traffic law there was
to get there
go there for lunch, just blasting down the highway to get to Shiprock, get a fry bread burger, and get back.
Yeah,
and not be late for school.
I know that, and not to plug them, but Northern Edge serves those fried bread burgers.
I've never even been there.
Yeah, the food is really good, cool. And it's all based. It's Indian based. It's,
right.
Oh God, it's good.
Yeah,
it's good.
Cool.
and you know, I love the fact that they actually influenced our culture, our Mexican culture. So we don't have Indian. We don't have Mexican food. Normal Mexican food.
Right.
We have. Yeah, Indian-influenced Mexican food.
You know, Julie mentioned that, and I just kind of let it gloss over. She said, I like, what did she say? Either Farmington, New Mexico food or New Mexico Mexican food. She said one of those two things.
Probably
I think
Farmington.
It was a part of that.
Yeah, because they're big fans of...
Because Felicia's parents I just lost it in my head.
Franciscus,
yeah.
Yeah, and you know, I've had Albert on the show, too, on the wake-up call, and he talks about... They're the native influence that they use in their food.
Right.
You know, it's definitely a part of our culture.
Yeah.
So and ingrained into the New Mexican food.
Whether you've realized it or not.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny. All right, Ken. Well, let's take a little bit of a pause for the cause,
cool.
And we'll come back and chat some more.
Okay.
David and Ken need to take a little break. Sit tight and listen to some sponsors.
Looking for a fun way to cool off and enjoy some river action this summer?
Dave and I suggest Desert River Guides. It's great for your entire family.
Check out their website. That's at desertriverguides.com. Make your reservations today.
Or you can give them a call, 505-427-7734. That's 505-427-7734.
Desert River Guides, 109 East Pinon Street in Farmington, New Mexico.
Hi, my name is Tammy Reiser, and I'm the owner of Encore Coffee. I'm a retired teacher in 2019, diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer. I wasn't quite ready to be done yet. My son actually came up with the name Encore because it's my second act, and I wanted to give back to the community that took such good care of me during my cancer treatment. So for more information, it's EncoreCoffeeShop.com.
Oh, hi there. I need some marketing. Who do you recommend?
Ken Collins Marketing.com.
Well, okay then. I'll probably just get a hold of Ken Collins Marketing.com.
Okay, strap yourselves in. They're back.
That was, you know, Julie's outro was that. Okay, strap yourselves in.
I need to hear it. I haven't heard it yet.
It's so cute.
Strap yourselves in.
She's got that, I can, that little smirk on her face.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Strap yourself in. So we should use that in their intro, too. Yeah.
Strap yourselves in.
Yeah. Straight jacket. You need a straight jacket to listen to their show. Oh, I'm going to get in so much trouble for this.
Yeah,
I don't think they ever listened to us.
Grab a buddy, strap yourselves in.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, I want you to, because I'm going to use that soundbite. Do that again.
Do it again.
Yeah.
Grab a buddy and strap yourselves in.
Perfect. here's Felicia and Julie. Almost called her Judy. She doesn't
Judy.
Like that. Yeah, she doesn't like that. But you know, I so want to do that old Cary Grant thing.
Which Cary Grant?
Judy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's probably way too, you're too young for
that's,
that. Judy. From
in
a movie.
Yeah. I was trying to think of the movie.
Oh my God! If you know the movie, you're gonna have to pick me up off the floor because I don't know.
Randy and I were talking about that one night.
Really?
Yeah. When we were out for dinner, there was a server with that name, and we brought that up, and it was from a movie, and
I wonder
they had
how many
no
times
idea
she'd
what
heard
we were talking
that.
About. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's funny because I had one of my nurses. Her name was Mellow. So what's the
mellow?
Nice. Which I love that.
Yeah.
She was mellow.
Yeah.
I mean, fit her perfectly. But what do you think I did? I pulled out my Spotify.
Mellow Yellow?
They call me Mellow.
Yeah.
When she comes walking in, and she's shaking her head. She goes, you know how many times I've heard that? And I'm like, oh, shoot, I thought it was being original. And I said, you'll have to excuse me. I'm pretty drugged up.
I had two when I was a kid that used to annoy the crap out of me. One, I was trying to get everybody to call me Ken. And so...
What were they calling you? Kenneth?
My name's Kenneth. And then my family and my friends, when I was a kid, they all called me Kenny. So I was being called Kenny. And I was trying to get everybody to call me Ken. And at that time, that spurred this whole, hey, Ken, where's Barbie thing? You know? I'm like, it used to annoy me. And then because everybody was already calling me Kenny, it got turned into all kinds of stuff like Kenny Shoe Store. Everybody called me Kenny Shoe Store because we had Kenny Shoe Store down there for a while. It was so annoying. I'm like, that's a really generic name, but this.
They screwed it all up.
People will still find a way to make fun of you. Yeah.
Yeah, I had nicknames too, but it was when I was quite a bit younger. They called me Butchie when I lived in Missouri.
Called you Butchie?
Butchie or Butch, because my mother cut our hair.
Oh.
And the old Butch, that's the only thing she knew how to do. I wish I had a picture of that. Your face. You knew, you felt the pain, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we got the buzz cut.
Yeah.
And then they called me Checkers for a while when I first moved to pharmacy.
Why Checkers?
Well, because I was like the block Checkers champion. You know, I played Checkers like it was going out of style.
Really?
Yeah, I loved playing Checkers.
Okay.
Yeah, loved hollering King Me. Something about that just it's kind of empowering.
Yeah.
But you know, in school, it was Robert. You know, and so my first one, this is a great story. Man, we're going on 15 different directions here, but my first wife, because we met in school, called me Robert, and her parents called me Robert.
Right.
When I got out of school, in business, my dad, my mom and dad, everybody that knew my dad called me Dave or David.
Okay.
Right. And so I'll never forget, we're sitting down at dinner, and Linda and I'd been married, I don't know, 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
And we're sitting down at dinner, and Marge turns to me, and she goes, why can't we call you David? What? Why do you make us call you Robert?
I'm not making you do anything.
That's exactly what I said. Well, that's what. And she, to this day, she still calls me Robert. We're still friends, right? To this day, she calls me Robert. But yeah, I was like, well, that, you know, it's just Linda and I met in school, and you know, that was. I never used David in school. You
yeah.
know, never.
Yeah.
But yeah, so why can't we call you David? Well, Marge, you can.
Yeah.
You can Marge, yeah, as long as you feed me like this, yeah. you can call me whatever you want.
That's the old saying, right? Yeah. Call me whatever you want. Just don't call me late for dinner.
That's right. Oh, one of my other nicknames was Bubba.
Yeah.
Which really pissed me off.
Really?
I don't know why. I didn't want to.
You didn't want to be a Bubba?
No.
Yeah.
And nothing against, you know, the those right. boys that are called Bubba.
Sure.
Excuse me, men. Did a couple, but I never wanted to be a Bubba.
There's two different things with Bubba. There's a really common thing that comes out, which affected my family, and then there's the other thing. Like there's the Bubba, you know, that guy.
That guy.
You yeah. just look at him, and you're like, dude, yeah. he's Bubba,
yeah.
isn't he?
Yeah,
and
I didn't
so,
want to be that.
Mine came about for my brother, my little brother. I had a little brother, and I couldn't say brother. And that's really common with little kids, and so it came out as Bubba,
Bubba. Yeah.
And it just stuck. And so it stuck. We called him
but
Bubba.
But that's loving. Like I understand
yeah.
that.
He was my Bubba.
Yeah, that's right. I get that. But see, I was the big brother, so you
right,
know.
Right. Yeah. yeah.
I don't know. Nicknames are fun, but I just I don't care. Just like you said, just don't call me late for dinner.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all that counts.
I've been called all kinds of things. Kevin, Keith.
Kevin, that's a good one.
Kim, K-I-M. Yeah.
How the hell did they get that?
I don't know. But maybe because of the way I say it. Ken. Because I don't say it Ken. I say it Kim.
Kim, yeah.
My name is Kim. And so, I don't know. Maybe I'm not enunciating it properly and people just pick up that it's Kim. I actually know a man
I do too,
named
yeah.
Kim. And Kim Stradling, actually. So I know him. And anyway, so I get Kevin, Keith, whatever. I just let people go on, whatever. As long as I know that they're talking to me.
Right.
I don't care what you call me. I'm really...
I used to correct them, but I don't yeah. anymore. I don't care.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, that stuff used to bother me yeah. so bad, but I've just grown out of it. So, yeah. So you can call me whatever you want.
Okay. I'll,
you know, when I was
asshole.
A little... right? When I was a little kid, because I was, by that time I was establishing that Ken thing, but I didn't say it Ken, I said it Kim. And so, and I had never had anybody use this word to me, but I was in Oklahoma and I was approached because I have relatives in Oklahoma and Dallas and all this kind of stuff and Kansas and that whole kind of strip. And so I was out there and I was little and I was meeting this person I don't think I had met before, and they were shaking my hand or hugging me or doing something, but they're meeting me as a little boy and explaining, they're like, I'm kin to you. And I'm like looking at them like,
no, I'm
no
kin.
You're not, I'm kin. What are you even talking about right now? Yeah. It was so confusing for the longest time.
Yeah, I can relate to that.
Yeah.
What, you're probably like, what, 8, 9, 10, something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, somewhere in there.
Yeah, I can relate to that. I can remember my my daughter, when she was little, she was at, I got a call, had to go to pick her up from daycare.
Yeah.
And she's not a violent person, right? But I get a call, I go get her, and the lady is sitting, and her name's Heather.
Yeah.
Okay. The lady's sitting down and she's got a smile on her face. She's kind of giggling, you know. And Heather's around the corner. Typical office setup, you know, around the corner.
Yeah.
I'm inside the office and Heather's having to wait outside.
Yeah.
And she goes, well, there's a little boy in the class that kind of has, is, I think is kind of sweet on Heather.
Yeah.
But can't pronounce her name. And I said, really? I you know, I don't. So, I mean. So I guess Heather grabbed him by the shoulders and was shaking him going, it's Heather, Heather.
not, what was he called?
I don't know. I never.
The only thing I could come up with in my crazy brain was heifer.
It could have been. Because it was in Texas, so it could have been.
It's not heifer. Yeah. It's Heather. Yeah.
So, you know, I get her in the car and I'm like, honey, what's the deal? And you know, she went into this long, drawn-out story. Yeah. Dad, my name is Heather. And I'm like, I know, sweetie.
Yeah, I gave it to you.
Some people have a hard time. Especially your age have a hard time pronouncing things. And she's like, well, he doesn't say it right at all. And he can't talk to me unless he gets my name right. I mean, she went off on this whole, we'll think about a five-year-old girl's mind, right?
Oh, my God. I always love stories that start that way. Okay, I've got this story about my daughter. Now, understand, she's not a violent person.
Yeah,
like, that's how the story starts. And you're thinking, oh, my goodness, where is this going?
My wife, her mother at the time, you know, when I come home and I'm telling her, she's like, there's no way my little Heather did that. I'm just telling you. And that was before cameras, you know, because I would have loved to have footage of that.
The kid needed counseling for like a week.
Yeah.
It wasn't that serious, but.
Yeah, exactly. Poor kid. You know, I have a really cute story about Hayden when he was like 7 years old, my youngest.
Yeah.
Right. So we're at the grocery store.
Yeah.
And you know, Hayden came along late in my life.
Yeah.
So technically, I'm old enough to be his grandfather. So we're at the grocery store. Nice lady checking. She checked us out all the time. You know, very sweet, talking. And so she goes, so you're helping Grandpa out today? I thought he was going to come across. What is that conveyor belt?
Yeah.
I thought he was going to come. Man, he jumped up on the side of that. He's, that's mine. And she like turned beet red. She felt so bad. She's like, she goes, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Kids can be really protective of their parents,
no
man.
No kidding.
And they don't have the filters that we have.
No.
They actually will come at you.
Well, I thought he was. I was like, I started to grab him like, whoa, hold on. Yeah. Sit down. It's okay, buddy.
Yes. Oh, my God. That's
so
awesome.
But then, you know, that kind of launched in later on, explaining to him, trying to get him, make him understand a little better, you know.
And right.
He's like, well, you're still my dad. I don't care what they say. You
know? Right.
Well, I appreciate you protecting me, son. I really do. I love you bunches.
Me, right. at a little age, I probably wouldn't have got it. I would have been like looking around going, I don't.
Yeah.
No, he's not here.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
No, he was. Well, I think it had happened one too many times.
Oh, right.
He's used to it. I think probably, unbeknownst to me, but I'm sure somebody else had, because just the way he acted, that was it.
Yeah.
Enough
he'd had enough,
enough
of
that's
it.
Right. That's my daddy. All right, let's take a break.
Yeah.
Back teeth are starting to float. Time to take a little potty.
Man, I screwed that up. I'm going to try that again. You know, if you barely touch these things.
You're frantically touching buttons over there.
Well, I accidentally did the wah, wah, wah. So I'll probably leave all that crap in
Let's
there.
Let's take a break. Wah, wah, wah.
Exactly. We're so sorry, sponsors. We'll be back.
Back teeth are starting to float. Time to take a little potty break. Here, check out some sponsors.
I'm Celeste. I'm the bartender at Traeger's Bar here in Farmington. Our hours are Wednesday through Saturday, 4 to 11 on Wednesday and Thursday, and then 4 to midnight on Friday and Saturday. We usually have live music on the weekends. We're always doing something. We've got somebody here or, you know, we're just having a good time. So, website is traegersbar.com. Here at Traeger's, it's always pinkies down, thumbs up.
Whether buying or selling, our experienced realtors at Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Golden Door are here to help. Come see us in beautiful downtown Farmington, New Mexico at 228 West Main Street. Check us out at goldendoorfarmington.com or give us a call at 505-325-4153.
Interwest Concepts is the proud producer of wonderful podcasts like Male Encounters of the Life Kind, The Glower Chronicles, and the flagship that started it all, The General's Wake-Up Call. From TV and radio production to assisting with your next podcast idea, Interwest can do it all. To find out how to become a part of the family, head on over to our webpage, interwestconcepts.com.
All right, bladder's emptied. Here's David and Tam.
Okay, I thought that's why you wanted... It's okay. Oh!
We're back. I didn't play any music either. I just went, all right, so, I don't know. We were just kind of rambling.
Yeah, we were rambling. What were we talking about? Oh, kid stuff. Oh, yeah. Yeah, somebody calling you grandpa.
And you know, to me, it's a badge of honor. I mean, I'm glad to be a grandpa.
You know, I'm a grandpa now.
Yeah, I know. So and you finally got to see him. And
yeah, yeah. So I'm happy about that.
Yeah.
I don't know why people, like some people, they get upset about that whole grandpa thing or grandma thing, you know? Like they're worried about being old.
Yeah, no.
Or whatever. And
it's like gray hair. Somebody asked me if I was going to color mine. And
for what?
Yeah, I earned every one of these some
bitches. Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, I got a great subject for you. So, okay. Are you going to make your grandchild call you like Papa or?
They can call me whatever. She can call me whatever she wants. I don't have anything like that. Were Grandma. Grandma and Grandpa.
Yeah, me too. My mom's parents.
Yeah.
I had to call her Susie. Because she was too young to be a grandmother.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. No, we are not calling me grandma.
And I remember how old exactly she was when she told me that.
How old was she?
She was the same age as my bus number, 47. So, but you know, you have to realize I went to high school with my mother in her belly. You know, she was 16.
Yeah.
So, you know, she was young for a grandmother. You know, so I respect it.
You know, I've known some women, like I actually worked with this woman. She had her daughter when she was 14 years old. And that would be great. Celeste has given me more drinks. But this woman I worked with, she had her daughter when she was 14 years old. And she said the only problem that she had was there was only 14 years difference between them. Right. So this girl was a teenager when I was working with this lady. And her daughter was a teenager. And she's like, she treats me like I'm an annoying friend instead of her mother. But here's my, I mean, you know, you can talk about the legalities and all that kind of stuff. But women who are younger, like 16, 17, 18, you know, they're used to be shamed for that.
They did.
But I contend that your body is able to cope with that better. I mean, everybody's different, but your body, for a lot of girls that age, your body's able to better cope with that better. You don't have all of those fears from being out in the world and coming across things, and so you don't know enough to be scared, and you're just kind of like figuring, you're just making shit up as you go along and just figuring it out. And kids are really malleable, and they're fine. They'll work through that.
Right.
And then they're grown. Resilient. And you're young.
Mm-hmm.
They're grown. They're out of the house. You're young.
Right. You can still enjoy the rest of your life.
Yeah. It's like a pretty good deal. I'm not by any means, don't take me wrong, I'm not endorsing teenage pregnancy. That's not what I'm doing.
No.
But I've known a lot of women in their later life that I learned that that's what their situation was, and it kind of works out.
You know, and I think in the 50s, that era, it was usually... And my dad was only 3 years older than my mother.
Yeah.
He was 19. She was 16.
Right.
So, you know...
Not that uncommon.
No.
Yeah.
No, and, you know, he was getting ready to go into the Marines, so I think it was one of those things like, hey, honey, we better do this before I go. Because, they celebrated. I was supposed to be born, from what I understand, in June, and So they were overseas celebrating an entire month long before I was born.
Yeah.
So I think he appreciated that too. Drinking that Japanese booze.
Nice.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't, you know, I don't think, I mean, I think if you raise them properly and they, mm-hmm. I think legal age now has got to be at least 16, I think, before they're supposed to be able to.
I actually know. I mean,
yeah, I don't know either. Maybe that's something we should look into.
For some reason, my head was telling me 18, but it might be different. I don't know.
Well, they could have. It wasn't that before, especially for marriage. Yeah. I mean, you could get married. Oh, that's right. My parents had to go, like, somewhere not from Missouri to get married. They had to go to Kansas or something because they didn't allow it in Missouri.
Right, at that age.
Oh, yeah, I remember that now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure enough.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't research because
I'm not interested in the 16-year-old.
Yeah, when I look at girls that age, I'm like, she's such a baby.
Yeah, that's how I feel too.
So, yeah, I'm not interested in that, but I lean the other direction.
I want that maturity. That's what
exactly.
I want.
Exactly. Yeah. I want... there was a comedian talking about... I think it was the whole Clinton-Monica Lewinsky thing.
Oh, yeah?
And it was like mentioning that why did this have to happen with a young girl? He's like, if this would have been a middle-aged woman in there, we could have got some stuff as a nation. We would have got stuff out of that. Yeah. Because there's no way she would have she would have just been like, all right, I'll do this, buddy, but here's what's going to happen.
Exactly.
She would have laid down the law. We would have got stuff out of it.
But Monica wasn't underage, though. Wasn't
no, she
early
wasn't
20s?
Underage, but she was young.
Yeah, I mean, too young for him.
But you get a woman in her 40s
or
older. Yeah, she's going to
all right, buddy.
She's going to get us. She's going to negotiate
nut,
the situation.
Right.
We're getting lower taxes. We're getting something out of this. Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding.
But no, so that I've always kind of gravitated towards that woman,
right.
You know, that's been around the block. That doesn't need me.
Right.
Doesn't need me at all. She's got her shit figured out. She's got her life lined out. She's got. You know, she's had the experiences. Half of the things that come out of my mouth when I'm spewing BS, she's like, yeah, whatever. She doesn't just believe me, you know. I love that.
Yeah.
I love that challenge.
In other words, she calls you out on your bullshit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I want. Yeah. And that's what I have, actually.
I was going to say, I don't think Jay puts up with any bullshit.
No, it took her a little while just because she's a very, very nice person. And so she didn't want to. But when she finally decided, you know what? I've had enough of this shit. She called me on my bullshit.
Oh, if this is going to work, if this
my
is
chest
last,
just
yeah.
stuck out. I was so proud. I was like, there she is. I knew you were in there somewhere.
Someplace. That's funny. Well, what kind of women did you date in high school then? Did you date older women in high school too?
Oh, high school was a whole other world. I was a completely different person. So I just dated
me too.
Pretty much the girls that would let me date them. and it wasn't a lot, but it was a couple. There was a few. And then I left home and I became a great big old hoe. And just got a lot of, so the military gave me a crap ton. And leaving home, the military gave me some confidence. The leaving home thing and realizing that, wow, man, I'm really equipped for this world. Like, nothing scares me. Nothing scares me. I'm really intelligent. I can just figure things out. Nothing seems to be coming difficult for me, all this kind of stuff. And, you know, I had the structure of the military to kind of help guide that thing along. So I wasn't just kind of tossed out into the world. I mean, I had a structure and the whole thing. So that combination of those things just, oh, my
goodness. Made you a stud muffin?
Just major confidence. Yeah. So then it became a game of, you know, in the early 20s. Early age range of 20s, it was
on the belt kind of thing.
Yeah, it was let's see if I can nail this one and that one and then you know that gets old pretty quickly.
Absolutely.
And then you start to mature a little bit and you start to run up against these women, and you're like, ah, okay, yeah, don't like that, don't like that. That one's, that's, you're immature, you're really superficial, you're all this stuff, and I kept, just kept looking, like, going up in the age range. I'm like, well, I need to find somebody older. So 1 year older isn't quite enough. I need a few years older. All right, that wasn't enough. Let's go 14 years older. Okay, that wasn't enough.
Wow.
So, yeah, just kept pushing up that age range just to find somebody that had their shit together.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
I can relate to that. I had gone the other direction when I got divorced the first time. I went quite a bit younger. Mm-hmm. But I was trying,
Now, how old were you when you got divorced the first time?
Oh, my God. I don't know. 39, maybe 38, somewhere in there.
Okay. That's not quite getting into that range of men that start to... It's like that midlife crisis thing, right?
Yeah, where I hit it early.
Where you start to kind of feel your mortality and you look for something that'll make you younger, and
right,
that's sports cars and young women and like that whole thing, and just kind of,
yeah,
try to hold on to your young life.
And it got worse as I got older.
Okay. You
know, my last relationship that was any length of time, and the one that broke me,
yeah,
made me decide, you know, I get these women that need fixing.
Yeah.
And that's what I spend my time fixing them, but not ever, yeah, looking at myself. And you know who the biggest broke one was?
Right.
It was me. Yeah. You know, I was so insecure, I couldn't,
yeah,
I didn't like me.
Yeah.
And it took me about, I don't know, 8-9 years to finally figure out that, hey, I like me.
Right.
You know, I'm the kind of guy I'd like to date. Now I need to find somebody that'll appreciate that and,
right,
not just out for either money or,
yeah,
you know.
Exactly.
So
that's a little bit of the kind of arc that I went through is, you know, the whoever will date me into the how many can I get,
yeah,
into the who is worthy. And what was happening is in that small era, it was all about me rearranging my life to fit theirs.
Right.
Like, all right, they, you know, they need some help. They have so much potential, like,
yeah,
all this kind of stuff. And I would just rearrange all my goals, all my ambitions, everything to fit around their life. And once I got through that, and that obviously blew up in my face and didn't work, now it's all about, no, I am Ken. I'm Ken. That's not for everybody.
Well,
I am me.
Yeah, we're gonna, that's
like
going to be a soundbite right there. I am Ken.
I am Ken.
Yeah, that's all,
yeah,
right.
So if you like me, you like me. If you don't, you don't. It's not my problem.
Yeah.
It's not my issue. And I need someone and have someone that accepts me and all my weirdness and insanity and stubbornness and eccentricity and all, you know, all my goodness and all my flaws. Just accepts me because I'm not going to change. I mean, it's not that I'm unwilling to change. I'll change if it's natural, but I'm not going to change because someone else needs me to change.
Right, right.
I'll change if it makes sense for me to change.
That's kind of the way I feel. I want somebody to share my life with, somebody I don't have to.
Yeah.
I don't want to raise them. I don't want them raising me or,
right,
trying to change me. I don't think, yeah, there's, yeah, any way you can change me. You can try, but...
Yeah, try away.
You've changed me a little bit.
Have I changed you?
Yeah, a little. You made me more intuitive, I think.
It's all those looks that I give you,
yes,
when you,
exactly,
say a thing.
You've taught me to let them think.
You've taught me to just say the first thing.
Yes.
You don't have to go through 50 million things. Just say the first thing. It's totally fine.
Has it gotten you in trouble yet?
No, it will never get me in trouble.
All right, brother. Well, listen, we did it. We killed time. Like a whole 44 minutes, man.
Dude.
Yeah, I know.
We had no plan going into this.
No,
we had some seriously good conversation.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I want to say it's going to rank up with one of my favorites.
Right?
Yeah
man.
All right. Well, so I think I'm going to miss you next week. This will air in a couple weeks. But
awesome.
So I'm going to do something I don't know yet. Maybe I'll bring Barbie and pretend that I'm Ken. And we'll see how that goes.
Do a test run on the Ken and Barbie thing.
I love that idea. All right, brother. Yeah. Thanks a lot. Have a good one.
All right, you too, man.